such a good morning for South African fans as Egypt edged past Bafana Bafana 1-0 in their Group B Africa Cup of Nations clash in Agadir last night. Now, first half, Mohamed Salah penalty proved decisive as the Egyptians held firm with 10 men following Mohamed Hani's red card. Despite late pressure from Bafana Bafana, an equaliser proved elusive. Egypt have now sealed top spot in the group and a place in the round of 16. While South Africa sits second and will need a result against Zimbabwe in their final group match to guarantee progression. And then Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says they suffered as a team in their 1-0 win at home against Newcastle in the Premier League. His side are up fifth in the table after not conceding a goal for only the second time this season. Newcastle remain 11th. And then over to cricket now. Despite a record-breaking century from Ryan Rickaldson, defending champions MI Cape Town opened their Betway SA 20 title defence with a 15-run defeat to the Durban Super Giants at Newlands last night. Now chasing a daunting 233, Rickaldson smashed a brilliant 113 of 63 balls, including 11 sixes. But late strikes from Ethan Bosch, who finished with 4 for 46, stalled the hosts as they fell short on 211 for 7. Now the SA20 continues today with a doubleheader. Pretoria Capitals host the Joburg Super Kings, while Paarl Royals take on Sunrisers Eastern Cape at Boland Park. Durban Super Giants in action at the Kingsmead Stadium tomorrow for their first home game against MI Cape Town. And then England are chasing a target of 175 to win the fourth Ashes Test in Melbourne. Now they've staged a crucial fight back on day two, dismissing Australia for 132 in their second innings. Now the tourists are currently 72 for 2 at T as they try to reach the victory target. Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.